In Parshas Yisro, the pasuk says, "Vayisu mir fidim, vayavo midbar Sinai vayachanu b'midbar vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar." And Rashi quotes there from the Mechilta, "Lama hutzach lachto lefarsh mechanasa." Why do they have to say again, "Vayisu mir fidim"? We already know that they came from Refidim. Rather, elalahakish nisiyasam mir fidim liyasam lahar midbar Sinai ma biyasam midbar Sinai b'tshuva nisiyasam mir fidim b'tshuva. It's a hekish. Just like they arrived at Har Sinai in a state of tshuva, and Mefarshim explained, it says, "Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar," they were single-hearted in their avodas Hashem. So just like they arrived at Har Sinai b'tshuva, they also left Refidim b'tshuva, meaning they did tshuva even before they left Refidim and didn't wait until they got to Midbar Sinai. I saw two fascinating insights in the name of the Kotzker Rebbe, who's medayik in this Rashi. Why did they need to arrive in Midbar Sinai b'tshuva? If they already did tshuva for the sins they committed at Refidim before they left Refidim, then they didn't have to do tshuva again when they got to Midbar Sinai. So why does it emphasize that they arrived at Midbar Sinai b'tshuva? Perhaps it should have said, just like they arrived at Midbar Sinai b'tzidkus, b'nikiyus, b'lichet. So likewise, they left Refidim. Why the emphasis on tshuva twice, once when they left Refidim and once when they arrived at Midbar Sinai? Once the Kotzker Rebbe explained that we often think tshuva is only for Bali Avera, right? A Bal tshuva, someone who was brought up not from. But in fact, one always does tshuva when you do an Avera, when you fail, when you stumble in the challenges of life, like the Jews did in Refidim, they had to do tshuva. And when they haven't done anything wrong, when they arrived at Midbar Sinai, they also have to do tshuva. Because tshuva is not merely fixing that which is evil and transgressive, but rather a constant process of growth. Wherever I am now, I can be better. If I commit aveiros, I can be better by fixing those aveiros and avoiding them in the future. And if I'm not a Bal Aveira, I can always find what to be better about. I can always work harder. I can always be more diligent and more sincere in my, and more dedicated in my avodas Hashem. So perhaps Rashi's hinting here, they left the place of sin, b'tshuva, and they arrived at a place of kedusha, b'tshuva. Because wherever we go, we always have to try to constantly better ourselves. Just because we fixed our aveiros doesn't mean we rest on our laurels and say, now I have nothing more to do. There's always what to work on, and we always try to grow greater and greater in ruchnius. This, on the one hand, sounds like a very burdensome vart. Whatever you do, you always have to keep working, etc. But I think it's a very inspiring vart. Meaning, there's no such thing as, you know, I sort of got there in life and now there's nothing more for me to accomplish. Wherever I am, even if I am the biggest tzaddik in the world, there's still a lot more for me to accomplish. And that is the type of tshuva of arriving in Bar Sinai b'tshuva. On a completely different occasion, the Kotzker Rebbe gave a different insight as to why the tshuva is so important in arriving at Har Sinai. The very next Rashi says, a very famous drasha, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, in the singular language, Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, right? Agav, there are many places where singular language is used, but particularly here where it says Vayachanu B'Midbar in plural, and then Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, the switch, the transition from plural to singular implies Darsheni, we should darsh in the singular language, and Rashi says famously, Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. As one man with one heart. All the Jews were on the same page. They had a unity. They had an achdus that they never had before. And, you know, perhaps it's very hard to achieve again. Right? What, for Rashi, one of the things that characterizes Matan Torah is not merely revelation, not merely unprecedented revelation, but unprecedented unity, which makes a lot of sense since in Sefer Devarim, the day of Matan Torah is almost always referred to as Yom HaKahal, the day of congregating, of coming together, the day of unifying. Says the Kotzker Rebbe, how can you achieve such unity? But you think it's so easy? Just did the Jews all decided to be from. They all decided now we're going to be over at Hashem, at Har Sinai, we are going to be 100% dedicated to Avodas Hashem. All of a sudden, so easy to have unity? look around. There are a lot of people who are very frum, who are dedicated to Avodas Hashem, and it's very hard for them to find unity. Because the more dedicated I am to Avodas Hashem, the more seriously I take it, the more it upsets me when people do the wrong thing. The more I look around and I see this person doing something wrong, and this person doing something wrong, and this person's a little off, and this person's whatever, spiritually weak. And it's very hard to have unity sometimes. Davke, in the moments of revelation, as it were, in the moments of dedication of Har Sinai, sometimes it's hard to find the unity because you see everyone else's weakness and it irks you and it detracts from your vision of a perfect world of Avodas Hashem. So how do you find the unity? How do we find Achdos when not everyone is doing the right thing and not everyone is doing that which we know to be spiritually productive? Says the Kotzker, that's why they needed to arrive at Midbar Sinai b'tshuva. They needed to still be in the process of tshuva when they arrived at Midbar Sinai. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means looking for my own failings, looking for what's wrong with me, identifying my own foibles, my own lack lack of achievement, perhaps my own laziness, my own biases. None of us are perfect. The problem is we walk around life thinking that we're perfect and just everyone else has something wrong with them. And that makes it very, very hard to achieve Achdos. Says the Kotzker, how do you achieve Achdos? Vayichan sham ke'ish echa b'lev echad? If everyone's in a state of tshuva, if everyone remembers to, before they focus on what's wrong with everyone else, think about what's imperfect about themselves, even before they fix that, they can at least achieve a level of Achdos. Because once I know that I'm not perfect, I can then look just a little more, with a little more generosity, with a little more acceptance at the failings of others, and say, I know I have this ideal. I know I have this ideal image of what's 100% right. And it's terrible that people don't achieve it. But you know, I'm also one of the people who doesn't achieve it. And therefore, just as I don't think I'm so bad, even though I have my imperfections, and even though I have my failures, and even though I'm still on the journey, likewise, I can make room in my heart for everyone else. The humility of the process of tshuva is crucial, is a crucial necessary condition for Achdos, says the Kotzker. Perhaps if we can take with us to the mini Matan Torah of Parshas Yisro, the Shabbos, these two insights of the Kotzker. Number one, Matan Torah is not about a one-time tshuva. It's not about now I'm from and I'm good, but about constantly looking for ways to improve and constantly growing. And even if you're 119 years old and you're planning your 120th year, figuring out what you want to accomplish and how you want to be better at 120 than 119. And whenever we see other people, first stopping and remembering our own tshuva and remembering that we have what to work on, and then looking at people with a generous eye, looking at people with a generous heart, because we recognize that they're not perfect and we're not perfect, and go measure exactly who's more imperfect than the other. Who knows? It all depends what was expected of you, what your upbringing was, what the other factors that we don't know that challenge you in life are. I think if we all focused a little more on our own self-improvement, we would be able to improve ourselves, and we'd be able to find more achdus with others, and ultimately it's that achdus, vayichan sham Yisrael, ke'ish echad b'lev echad, b'yom ha'kahal, as Moshe Rabbeinu says in Sefer Devarim, which is the most important ingredient for strengthening the relationship between us and Hashem Yisbarach, and leading to that day when Hashem will once again reveal himself in all of his glory, b'meir of Yameinu.